when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, my goodness, can you imagine that already? It's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. And getting closer and closer to that Christmas holiday and all that, which means a lot of things. It means putting in a few more Christmas songs, songs of the season here in the old Oompa Hour. So that's what I'll be doing today. In fact, my plan is that every other song will be a holiday record today. So we'll see if I can maintain that. We'll still get in our weekly waltz, our Shellac Attack record, our official 78 of the show. We'll get into the show this week. All that good stuff coming your way. Glad you're tuned in. Let's kick it off here with the great Musicians Polka with Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous. As the melody all began to ring, Lawrence Welk will entertain you blowing bubbles, Frankie Yankovic is singing Just Because, Ed Blazanch is playing Angeline Be Mine, Romy Gaz is playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Jima on his concertina. Frank Wojnarowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka. Marianne Lush is singing I'll Build You a Home. Cousin Fuzzy's still playing peekaboo. Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening. Elvin's drinking with his pal Pupsadena. Whoopie John is making whoopie at the Metropole. And the Happy Notes have gone to the moon. There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday.
Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes get another edition of the Oompa Hour rolling right at you. I'm telling you what, huh? There you go. We got holiday music coming up next. I'm just still catching my breath. I was out plowing snow. Yep, up here in northeastern Minnesota. Got enough snow that mattered, and then it was kind of warm, and it got all smushy, and then the plows went by and made great big piles of smushy snow, and now it's 17 degrees, and all that smushy snow is turned into a rock-solid ice wall that you have to blast through with the snow plow. In reality, it's kind of fun, but it's also kind of a pain in the butt. But anyway, music for this season. Here's one. The kids will know this one. They'll probably sing along with Mr. Yankovic here. Good old Rudolph.
Hey, has anybody here seen Rudolph?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it knows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa
See, everybody knows little Rudolph for you there. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frank Yankovic there from the Christmas Party record. So they got everybody singing with at the Christmas party. That's the way that goes. I'm going to keep pulling out the holiday records here. Next week, of course, we go to the all-holiday music show. So get ready for that. Is that next week? That is next week already. Holy cow, time is going by fast. Anyway, want to talk about World of Accordions Museum briefly and invite you to check out their website, worldofaccordions.org. Maybe arrange to pay them a visit. I mean, I know now we're in the off season up here in the Great White North. We got snow and cold, but you know, they'll still accommodate you, give you a tour of almost 4,000 accordions on display, all sorts of other related memorabilia. And what's another word for memorabilia? There should be another word. Fascinating stuff. How about that? And they have research materials. Maybe do your college thesis on the history of the polka. I know it's been done before. I know somebody who's done it. They can help you out at the World of Accordions Museum. They got all the information, boy. They could teach you a thing or two. Even some of you old timers. Check them out online. You get a chance. worldofaccordions.org. Or, hey, if you get a chance, pay them a visit in person, Superior, Wisconsin. They'd love to see you. All right, back to work here on the Oompa Hour. Here are the Jolly Jokers. It's the Pumpernickel Polka.
Pumpernickel polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band that's playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
There you go, Jolly Jokers there, Pumpernickel Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. It's weird, I'm on vacation from my regular radio job this week, which is kind of weird because all I'm doing is doing stuff around the house. I set a couple of goals, things I wanted to accomplish while I'm off during the week at my regular radio job, And my two goals were to get my hair cut and get the oil changed in the car. And I got both those taken care of in the first 2 days. Kind of left me in the lurch for the rest of the week. It's like, well, I've accomplished my goals. It's nice to set goals that you can reach them. You know, you don't want to get too lofty and sit around going, I never did what I dreamed. But I did what I dreamed. My hair is short and my oil has changed. All is well. All right, back to some holiday music on this edition of the Oompa Hour. Marv Herzog. It's one of my favorite old-time Christmas albums. Greetings from Frankenmuth, Michigan. Man, I've had this record for a long time. And it still looks like it's brand new, darn it. And always tough to choose what track you're going to play. Let's go real traditional Christmas music here. Let's have Joy to the World. Here's Marv Herzog and the gang. And there you go. Marv Herzog there from Frankenmuth, Michigan. Little Joy to the World for you here on our week before the Christmas show here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with us for another show here. And, wow, this is show number 560. I don't know what's more amazing about that, that this is show 560 or that I've managed to count 560 shows. I never take a vacation from doing this show. I'm on vacation now over this past week from my regular radio job. So I don't know. Somehow they're just making up stuff without me. But I always do I always get the Oompa Hour on. So polka fans unite. All right. Now let's do Eddie Zima. I haven't heard this one for a while. Here's the Tune Up Polka. Thank you. Wow, seems like some of these are going by so fast this week. Eddie Zima and his band there, the Tune Up Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. Always a good idea to tune up. I had a guy come in the shop here a couple of weeks ago, and he brought me a couple of, if any of you were in band, I know a lot of you are still people who play in polka bands, but I'm talking about like high school band. We had one of these. You remember the old, I think they were made by Kahn, the strobo tuners that you would, you know, walk up to with your trumpet and you'd play a C, which is really a B flat, and it would have that twirling orange dial in it. And when you got it to stand still, you knew we're in tune. Remember those? Any old band guys, remember those? Well, a guy brought me a couple of those that he had picked up in a secondhand deal, real cheap. And knowing me, he was like, hey, any of you guys, any here, you have any use for this? I picked these up real cheap. You can have them. Because, you know, I don't even know, you know, and they got tubes in them and everything because they're old. And I was like, heck yeah. So I haven't really analyzed them yet, but I guarantee you I'm going to get them going and I'm going to tune up my trumpet just for old time's sake. Why not? You know, somebody's got to do the weird stuff, keep the old. I think they were made by Kahn. Does that sound right? I don't remember now, and they're sitting down in the shop, so I have no idea. But anyway, back to the holiday music this time around. In fact, I even have a holiday 78 for us this week, which to me feels like cheating. Maybe I should save that till next week. Don't you think? Maybe I got a holiday 78, but maybe next week. I'll go with a regular polka 78 this week. See, I'm putting more stress on myself. I got to dig through more records now. Casey Sawirski, you want some hardcore concertina work? It's right here. It's the Jolly Old St. Nick Polka. Casey Sawirski and his orchestra there doing the old jolly old St. Nick polka style here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And your old-time oldies show marches along during the holiday season. I hope you're all killing it, as they say in the holiday biz, with the Christmas shopping and all that. What are we? We're past the halfway point of the month here. We're down to the nitty-gritty, man. Depending what day you're hearing this show, you do not have long to be shopping. Man, is it that late already? Time is going so fast, and I have so much to do and so little done. I normally work so far ahead when the holidays are coming, and the older I get, the less I do that, and I don't know why that is. I used to be stashing Christmas presents in, like, I don't know, August, and I don't do that anymore. I'm way behind. Of course, now, the grandkids want stuff is so complicated, I don't even understand what it is or what it does. I think some of it, if you're not careful, it actually transports you to another dimension. So I got to be kind of careful what I buy them. But man, oh man, I hope you're having better luck than I am, all right? Hey, holiday season means holiday parties. I got the party polka here, Albert Mikesh and his orchestra.
Beer and wine, we'll have a gift together, and I'll have a real good time. Let's dance the polka, twirling around the floor. We'll all clap our hands and shout for more, dancing the party polka.
There with his orchestra and the party polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show going around here for another time around, going around for another time around. Yeah, that is really intelligent radio speak right there. Back to the holiday music here on the Yumpa Hour. Lil Richard and his polka all stars. This sounds serious. No toys for Christmas.
Christmas time, Santa receives mail, and he must deliver gifts through wind or sleet or hail. All the boys and girls want toys, but this year five did not. Instead of getting toys for Christmas, this is what they got. Little Eddie got a clarinet for Christmas. He practiced hard from day to day. After spending many hours with his present, now many people gather round to hear him play. Also one who's very lucky. He got a horn that he'd play loud, And now every time he plays his Christmas trumpet, very soon there'll surely be a happy crowd. And Joe received the same in Christmas presents. They got a box of Christmas cheer, playing songs together with their new accordions, the songs that they can play are really great to hear. Into rhythm, he got his drums, they're really neat. Now the music that is played is right in tempo, Christmas music with the perfect Christmas beat.
There you go, the old no toys for Christmas polka. Y'all got instruments, you got to start a band. It's a rule. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I'm going to get our official 78 of the week in here. Everything sounds great when it's not a 78, you know. I got Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers over here, and I decided I was alternating holiday songs with not holiday songs this week. And this can almost be a holiday song if you have a little imagination, because it's the Pine Tree Polka. And I know that traditionally you have a pine tree in your house as a Christmas tree. At least around here you do. It might be, you know, it could be a balsam, or it could be a fir, or it could be a Norway pine. There's a lot of different kinds. We did get our tree up this past week. It was easy, you know. I can remember, you know, maybe 10 years ago and going back to the beginning of time when we went out to buy a Christmas tree. We had to go to every guy in every parking lot that had a tree stand set up and look at every tree and analyze the trees and not pick one until we went to all the lots. And sometimes it was like, you know, the sixth tree we look at, the third lot we went to was the best one. And then you go back there and maybe it's gone, maybe it's not, and you buy it. And it would take us a couple of hours. There'd be cocoa involved, and it was a major project. And then they'd have to tie it on the roof of the car with that special twine that only tree guys have. And then you go home and put it up. See, now, the last few years, there's not so many guys with tree lots anymore. I mean, we've got a few, but not like we used to. And we pretty much just go to one place where we've been to before. We hold up a couple of trees and go, that one looks good. We throw it in the back of the old pickup and we go home. It's like a 15-minute project. And I think I don't mind that. But man, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, I would not have tolerated that. You go out to get a Christmas tree with the kids like 30 years ago, it's a project, kids, and you better, and it would be colder and there'd be snow. And now it was like, you know, 30 degrees and slushy, and the parking lot was wet and instead of snowy. It's, I don't know, stuff's not the same. Anyway, so I'm going to play the Pine Tree Polka, which kind of relates to Christmas trees, even though it's not really a Christmas song. Here's Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. It's our official 78 of the week. We'll be right back. And there you go, Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. He should have sold fishing lures. You know, the Kenny Bass polka popper fishing lure. I mean, I know that there was the, there's a, what is it? There's a something popper that they use that's actually a bass lure. That made such sense. Why, it's one of my favorite all-time band names. But he should have cashed in on it. I think there could have been a way, or he could have endorsed the actual, the whatever it was called. I don't know. Anyway, just I think about it every time I play a Kenny Bass record. All right, let's do a Joe Recitar and his Imperials. It's the old Shoes and Rice polka. And there you have it there, the old Shoes and Rice polka, Joe Recitar. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Got a waltz coming up here in just a little bit. In fact, it's an Elmer Scheid waltz on the way here in just a little bit. And, of course, we're trying to alternate, zigzag in, if you will. Music from the season, Don Peachy. Now, you would think something like, I'll be home for Christmas will be done as a waltz. But no, they do it in polka tempo. Thank you.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
Have it done, Peachy and the band. Man, I love Christmas music. I'll be home for Christmas here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show now. I love this Don Peachy album, man. Last year was the first year I had a copy of this one. If you're ready to waltz, dancers, you've been standing by waiting for an official waltz for the show. I got it up for you right now, all right? This one's a little scratchy, but that just makes it authentic. A nice, well-worn 45 from Elmer Scheid and his band. Here's Warren's Waltz. And just like that, we have our official waltz into the show there with Elmer Scheid and his band here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Don't forget, by the way, if you need to try to get in a request or a dedication, or you have a question about something you heard on the show or whatever, you can get in touch with the Oompa Hour in a multitude of ways. First, you can shine the Oompa Hour official bat signal. It's the tuba signal, actually. You shine a giant searchlight that makes a tuba in the sky. No, you don't. We don't have that. I wish we did, but you can use a phone. You can send a text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985 is the number for Oompa Hour World Headquarters. Email always works. OompaHour@AOL.com. That's simple enough to remember. Or on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you into the vicinity as well. And remember, if you need a request or something like that, you got to give me at least a couple of weeks heads up because the records are not very well organized. And it might take me a while to find what you want to hear. Toledo Polka Motion is over here on turntable number 2. And assuming I could read the record correctly, why do they print the words on so small on some of these records that even with two pair of reading glasses on, I can't hardly read them? I think it's a Holly Jolly Christmas polka. And there you go. It is a Holly Jolly Christmas polka right there here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I got Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra coming up here in just a matter of seconds.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Now, I told you I had a Jimmy Sturr record coming up, and it reminded me of this really depressing story that I saw in the news, and it doesn't really lead into this record, but it kind of does. But this is, I saw this story in the news, and I thought I would share. You want to know when you're likely to die? How's that for holiday cheer? You're mostly, spit out the words, dummy. You're most likely to die at 11 o'clock in the morning. So if it's 1 in the afternoon and you're listening to this show, you're probably in the clear for today. Particularly when you're older. You are 14% more likely to die on your birthday than any day of the year. So if it's 11 in the morning and it's your birthday, you are in serious trouble. Now, you're also more likely to die if you live in certain geographical areas. 13% more likely to die after getting your paycheck. So if you got paid on your birthday and it's 11 o'clock in the morning, you are doomed, man. You're also more likely to die if you're human in the late morning, okay? Now, if you're like a sheep, it's probably different. More likely to be around 11 o'clock in the morning than any other time of the day. More likely on payday or on your birthday. Well, those are naturally stressful days. So, I guess, from a study published in the Annals of Neurology, Didn't know I subscribed to that, did ya? No. See, and then I got Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra doing the Before They Take Me Away polka. But I think what they're saying is before they shut down the band and send us out. I don't think he's dying. But maybe you can take it either way. I don't know, but here's Jimmy Sturr and the band. And there you go. Before They Take Me Away, Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think we're winding down this week. I don't think I'm going to fit more than one more tune in here. So let's make it a holiday tune, shall we? From Bob Bobbin and the Pala Brothers Orchestra, those Christmas bells are ringing.
Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing, raise your voices loud and clear. Sing the songs of Christmas cheer. Ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling through the town. Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling up and down. Christmas bells are ringing, join us in the song we sing. Happy tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong. Christmas bells are ringing. Yeah, da, 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 da. and far. Christmas bells are ringing, following evening's brightest star. Christmas bells are ringing, angels, choirs, and carolers sing. Born this day is Christ the King. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
There you go. The Christmas bells are ringing. Sometimes they're kind of annoying when you're in the mall. But anyway, there's Bob Bobbin and the Paler Brothers Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall says, roll that theme song and let's get out of here. But you know what? It's hard to believe it's here already. But next week, I'll be back with the old Christmas show. It'll be all Christmas old-time records right here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.